translations of all that is good in modern European literatures, and, last but largest portion of his list, editions of all that is worthy of our own. He would make a very careful list of thoroughly modern encyclopedias, atlases, and volumes of information, and a particularly complete catalogue of all literature that is still copyright, and then, with perhaps a secretary or so, he would revise all his lists and mark against every book whether he would have 2, 5, or 10, or 20 copies, or whatever number of copies of it he thought proper in each library. Then, next, being a philosopher, he would decide that if he was going to buy a great number of libraries in this way, he was going to make an absolute new sort of demand for these books, and that he was entitled to a special sort of supply. He would not expect the machinery of retail bookselling to meet the needs of wholesale buying. So, he would go either to wholesale booksellers or directly to the various publishers of the books and editions he had chosen, and ask for reasonable special prices for the 2,000 or 7,000 or 50,000 of each book he required. And the publishers would, of course, give him very special prices, more especially in the case of the out-of-copyright books. He would probably find it best to buy whole editions in sheets and bind them himself in strong bindings.